Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. Following the violence at Wistron's manufacturing facility in Naraspura 4 days ago, Karnataka's Labour Department had initiated a probe to verify the allegation of non-payments of wages to the workers. Sources told Business Today that while notices have been sent to several third-party contractors, including Quess Corporation, Adecco, Innov, among others, a report to the state government is also expected to be submitted in the next 2 to 3 days. IT major Infosys yesterday said that it will prefer a flexible hybrid work model that will allow its employees to work from different locations at different times. Starting next year, the company will allow its employees to work from home or office in view of uncertainty around the COVID-19 pandemic situation. Infosys CEO and MD Salil Parekh at a virtual conference said the company has built a flexible model to provide work from home, but it is now time to start working on building social capital. India dropped one spot to 131 among 189 countries in the 2020 Human Development Index, according to a report released by the United Nations Development Programme. Human Development Index is the measure of a nation's health, education, and standards of living. The government is making efforts to deregulate the economy with an aim to attract greater investments from across the world, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said yesterday. He said the government has opened up defense, manufacturing, mining, finance, and capital market sectors. Cryptocurrency Bitcoin yesterday broke through the $20,000 mark for the first time since it started trading. This was following a sustained increase in value over the last few weeks. The leading virtual currency was launched back in 2009. Bitcoin reached an all-time high of $20,398 on Wednesday. However, it fell back to $20,145 later in the day. This was still an intraday gain of nearly 4%. The domestic automotive component industry that forms the backbone of India's $100 billion automobile industry suffered a steep 35% decline in turnover in the first half of 2020-21 as the pandemic piled on more misery on an industry that was anyway reeling under an unprecedented slowdown. The industry recorded a turnover of $15.9 billion during the period against $26.2 billion in 2019-20, which itself was lower than $29 billion in the same period of 2018-19. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Do tune in tomorrow.